I'd like to extend a warm welcome to Father Jared Cadleck, fine priest of the fine Diocese of Fargo, who is here in town today to celebrate a wedding here at the cathedral. You're most welcome always. It's good that we are here on this feast day, this Saturday, which is always a day dedicated to Our Lady, but in particular it aligns with today's feast of the Queenship. It's good that we're gathered here this morning. This feast of the Queenship, and also if you think about Christ the King, I'm a bit surprised every time I'm reminded these haven't been around that long in the sense of these feast days. This one is only 60 years old. It's only 60 years that the church has been celebrating this as a particular day. Not that we didn't hold Mary to be queen, we have for 2,000 years. But having this day, and also the feast of Christ the King, which will be coming up here in a couple months, the end of the ordinary time, right before we go into Advent, that's only 90 years old. What is the church telling us? Why is it only recently that we've had to have feast of Christ the King and Mary's queenship? Well, when one of my heroes, Pius XI, who was Pope at the time when they established the feast of Christ the King, said this, because the further we get away from that time and the more we become modernized, the more we become self-reliant, and he saw at that time, 90 years ago, and it's true still today, that we need to be reminded who's in charge. The more modernized and self-reliant we become, the easier it is to forget about who's actually in charge. And he saw that we need to reestablish so that we can be reminded each year that Christ is our King. He's in charge. As many things as we can do today, and we can do a lot, he's in charge. So, on the heels of that, then, comes this feast, which was established only 4 years after the great proclamation of the dogma of the Assumption, which we just celebrated, in fact, 8 days ago. So today is the octave, the eighth day after that great celebration of last Saturday of August 15th. So if Mary has assumed body into heaven, and then the church has always seen and understood, then what is she doing there? She's reigning as a queen. But wait a minute, how does that work? If Jesus is the King, how can Mary be the Queen? Because this is biblical understanding, not our modern day understanding, that the one who had the power, the woman who had the power in good old-fashioned biblical kingdoms, wasn't the Queen, because there might have been a few wives. It was the mother of the King. She had the power. And boy, does she have the power. It even goes back to the book of Kings, where we can hear about Solomon and his mother Bathsheba. You remember David, Bathsheba, Solomon. Solomon became the great king after David. But they knew even back then, and you can read about it in 1 Kings, that if somebody wanted to get something into the ears of the king, of King Solomon, who do you go to? You go to his mom. And if you can win over his mom, chances are real good you can win over the heart of the king. The church had all that and brought that all in and presents it before us today saying, it's still the same. The number one woman in the kingdom is Mary. She's the queen mother, the mother of the king. And if we want something to get to the heart of Jesus, it's beautiful to go through her. Her powerful role as an intercessor. The church is saying, and we have for the last 60 years, we've had this feast, don't forget how powerful she is as an intercessor. Brothers and sisters, Christianity has forgotten in the last 500 years, and Catholicism has forgotten to some degree how powerful she is as an intercessor. We don't worship her, but boy, is she a powerful intercessor, and we got to go to her. She is the Queen Mother, and she takes things to her Son, and they are heard, and God in his good will responds accordingly as we need it. Let us never forget that she is powerful, and she has her Son's ear, and let us go to her. And I think one of the areas that Mary loves to intercede most for us is in our relationships. Moms, young and old, give your children to the Blessed Virgin. She intercedes to fix relationships, especially in families. Give your spouses to her, your kids to her, over and over every day. Mary, they're yours. You're the Queen Mother. Take my kids, fix them, heal them, whatever they got to do, because I can't do it all. She loves to hear that. She loves to have your permission. Let us run to her to fix our relationships, to hand over those parts of our lives that are broken, and and she will take good care of them. And so we honor her today as our queen, and so let us pray that beautiful prayer together. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O holy Mother of God. Amen.